Wake me up, Bubba. Wake me up. Nikki and DeMello.
Coast FM.
If you're thinking of holidays, if you think that'll sort you out.
That could make a Tuesday better.
Tourist guide Fodor, have you heard of them?
No.
No, I haven't either. But they publish a no and go list every year.
No and go list.
Yeah, so okay. They basically decide based on
like
ethical, environmental and political reasons okay. What places you shouldn't go to. On the list, Bali.
As place it's a you no shouldn't go.
No, it's a no zone.
Okay.
They say over tourism has crippled the island, devastating the environment, combined with rude tourists.
Yeah.
And there have been lots of stories of that. Yeah, nice one. Now,
good
this
job.
Is why we can't have anything nice. But it's caused, as you'd imagine, a rift between locals and foreigners. So it's on the list of places that don't want
maybe
you.
Maybe give them a rest. Try something new.
Or want you in smaller doses. I'm not sure if all of Bali has spoken on that front, but it seems
I'm sure most of them have.
Yeah.
But then again, they want our tourism because that's all they've got. So
that's the thing.
You know, it's hard.
You know what they want is they want people to be polite.
Yeah, polite tourists who care about their environment.
Yeah. Let's not ruin our backyard, because essentially it is.
Try an eco Bali trip. They do those now.
There you go. They also say
Bali.
Keep out of Barcelona, Angkor Wat and the Swiss mountain peak, the Matterhorn, for similar reasons.
Right.
Yeah. So
Barcelona,
there you go.
Really?
Yeah.
Interesting.
I would suggest if you want to have a look at it and be a more ethical tourist, have a look at the Fodor list. It's been published for 2020, the no and go list.
And where's the go?
I didn't look at those. Oh, I only look for bad news. Sorry, I know I've ruined the promise that we tried to cheer you up this morning with that, but hey, that's all I've done. Sorry. My research is very half-assed.
That's it.
Nikki and DeMello's three things you need to know.
Right, first of all, December 6th through 8th, and I'm just having a quick squeeze because I feel like it is a weekend, right?
There you go.
The Mandurah Bridge Swing will be on again, daring you to take a leap from Port Bouvard Bridge to raise money for charities. That's high.
It's very high. It's the highest in Australia, they're
definitely
saying.
The biggest in Australia. Love you to give it a try, but if you aren't keen on doing the swing itself, you can throw some money towards our efforts.
Yes.
We're aiming to raise $1,000 and I'll get in there and do it.
Yep, you'll do it.
And Nikki's a bit less keen.
Yeah, so
we need $5,000 to get Nikki to join in as well. But if we can make a grand, one of us will jump.
There you go.
UrbanDescent.org.au for details. Now, speaking of charity, the organisation Share the Dignity is urging you to help women and teenage girls seeking refuge from domestic violence or experiencing homelessness over the holiday season with their It's in the Bag Christmas appeal. Now, you
this
can help
great.
By finding a handbag and filling it with essential hygiene products, as well as a few extra Christmassy treats.
Yeah, little Christmas presents.
And that's it. Like, just make a little care bag out of a handbag.
Yep.
It's November 22 through to December 7 that you can be dropping these off at all Bunnings stores.
So, easy place to drop it off. You're more than likely going to be there some weekend, most weekends, if you're like me.
Get a sausage sizzle.
Yep.
Drop off a handbag.
Perfect.
I mean, who of us don't do that every day? And November 19 is World Toilet Day.
Oh, happy toilet day.
Don't have a flush sound effect to play.
Oh, wow.
With the reminder that although we think it's a pretty basic part of life, 2.6 billion with a B people don't have daily access to proper clean sanitation.
Yeah, isn't that just...
Which is pretty scary.
Yeah.
So
enjoy the toilet today.
Well, yeah.
Really appreciate that.
And while you're there,
porcelain
maybe
throne.
Dig it. And maybe have a look at worldtoiletday.org on your phone.
While you're there,
while you're there, and see what you can do to celebrate. I mean, apart from the obvious. I mean, let's move on. Apparently, we don't get to check out the bowel movements of the largest animal on the planet very often, but just recently, a blue whale's action has been caught on camera just
it's
off our
action.
Coastline. Yeah, and it was impressive. This is what I've learned out of it. Apparently, they produce up to 200 litres worth every time.
Oh.
Every time. And this particular one had the appearance of ping pongs, the consistency of breadcrumbs, and smelt quite like dog business.
I'm confused about that. Ping pongs, breadcrumbs, dog poo.
Yeah, it's all there. And look, I don't think it's...
Look, I was never wondering, but now
no,
I know.
But now you'll never have to wonder again. And can I say too, like, you know, it's not exactly an original statement, but I think I look at that and go, thank God they can't fly. You know what I mean?
Mm.
Even bird poop's an issue.
Oh, yeah, imagine that on your car.
Yep.
Oh.
97.3, Coast FM.
the Coast Feed. All right, let's plug in with Nikki Parkinson.
Thank you. Taylor Swift is set to be honoured as Billboard's first ever Woman of the Decade.
Wow.
At the magazine's annual Women in Music Gala. She's been named as Woman of the Year twice, which is why they're giving her the honour.
And fair enough.
And since 2010, five of Swift's albums and five of her singles have topped the Billboard's chart. So, deserving winner,
she's
I'm going
to
say.
She's a bit of a force to be reckoned with,
really. She really is. Alanis Morissette, Brandy Carlisle and Nicki Minaj will also be honoured at the event next month. And it's also now confirmed that Big Machine, Swift's old label,
right,
will allow her to perform any song she wants during the American Music Awards next week. Funny how things all clear up when it comes to the public
bit
eye.
Of bad PR comes around and,
it all just doors works open. Out. Anyway, now with 2010, the year of the 2010s coming to a close,
yes.
Billboard has released its rankings of the decade's biggest albums and singles. So Adele's 21 took out the title of Best Album of the decade, followed by Taylor Swift's 1989.
Fair enough.
And then Ed Sheeran's Divide. That was the top three.
Well, that's pretty much it. Right
now,
there.
The biggest
singles.
Yeah, singles. Number one went to Mark Ronson and Bruno Mars's Uptown Funk.
Uh-huh.
Deserving winner, I say.
Yep.
Followed by LMFAO's Party Rock Anthem.
Uh-huh.
Then Ed Sheeran's Shape of You.
Right.
Other notable entries to the top 10 were Despacito, Adele's Rolling in the Deep, and Rihanna and Calvin Harris's We Found Love.
Nice. And Gautier Massive. Was in there somewhere for
yeah,
a single?
Yeah, he was in there. Yep.
Is that the highest ranking Australian? Was sort of somewhere further down?
Well, New Zealander. Do we claim him?
Well, yeah, we often do.
We do that, don't we? Now, Disney has shared Kacey Musgraves' recording of the new song All Is Found from the Frozen 2 soundtrack.
Pretty. And that's from the point of view of the girl's mum?
The mum, yeah. Anna and Elsa's mother sings it in the movie, but this is the Musgraves version.
Right.
The Musgraves. I know how I just gave her a nickname. the film premieres next Friday, November 22. This Friday, rather. November 22. There you go. And Harry Styles performed his latest single, Watermelon Sugar, on SNL over the weekend. It's interesting.
It's not bad.
New flavour.
I don't know if I could ever.
Okay, come on, pick your fruit, son.
It's a real fruit salad, isn't it?
Right there. It's not bad.
Like it.
Nikki and Tamello, back tomorrow from 6.
97.3, Coast FM.